You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Monday, September 25th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest on Valley Talk today. It's Jennifer Erdman, Director of the Golden Link. Jennifer, how are you doing?
Good, Cameron. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Doing all right.
Thanks.
And, you know, we like to have you on, you know, try and get you on once a month to talk about all these Golden Link activities that are coming up. But before we get into that, why don't you let the listeners know kind of what your role in all of it is and what the Golden Link Center is?
Yeah. Our Golden Link is a community of seniors, 55 and older members, but guests are welcome as well. Anyone who wants to come in and have some coffee, breakfast, lunch, play some cards, exercise, all fun activities. So, again, anyone listening out there who's 55 and older who is not a member of the Golden Link, please come see me or give me a call. Stop in anytime and we can discuss and I can give you a tour. The membership is $25 for the year for our membership dues.
Nice.
But, again, anyone's welcome at any time to come in and join in on the fun and have something to eat and a cup of coffee. So, I'm just very pleased to be a part of this wonderful organization.
Very cool. So,
yeah.
As always, like every month, there's going to be a lot of events coming up and stuff. So, do you want to start off with the speakers that are going to be
coming
to the Golden Link Senior Center?
Yep. On Tuesdays, we generally have a speaker at 10 a.m. in our community room. Tomorrow, we are pleased to have John Reitmeier and Casey Hammer from Canna Corners right across the street, who are going to be talking about demystify cannabis. So I think that'll be very interesting for the older senior adults. So please join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. in our community room. So spread the word on that. October the 3rd, that would be the next Tuesday, we have James Tadman, the sheriff of Polk County, who's going to be talking about safety with seniors, etc. October 10th, we're not having a speaker because we're having the Lifeline screening for checkups to look inside the arteries for signs of plaque buildup, etc. So that is an all-day type of event, so we will not have a speaker that day. On October 17th, we'll have Dan Erdman back from American Federal Bank visiting about investment and risk and tolerance. And then on the 24th, we're having Steve Vidine, who's going to be talking about firearm safety within the home. So I think that will be very interesting as well.
Lots of very important stuff to chat about, obviously, investing in firearm safety. But I do kind of want to circle back to the demystify cannabis one. And do you kind of know about what's going to be talked about there?
Like, yeah. Again, John Reitmeier and Casey Hammer are going to lead the speaking of it. They're going to talk about the Canna Corners, the history, background, values, culture, and mission, and the community focus from the field of the consumer, and what the terms hemp, etc. mean, and what distinguishes THC from CBD, etc. So I think this will be a very interesting, and we've had
folks
ask about this, if we would be able to have them come in and speak, and we are honored to have them.
Especially
tomorrow.
With the new law that has been come into place.
So,
and, you know, obviously, I'm sure there are plenty of seniors around the area that are using, you know, medical marijuana things, because that's kind of been a thing for a while. So to, you know, educate potentially some of the benefits of using those things could certainly be helpful. And maybe it could be right for some of the people who are listening to the speaker.
Sure. Yeah, so please come.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Of course. And then, as always, other than the speakers, you have plenty of other events coming up. So do you want to talk about some of those events?
Our fundraiser for October, we're going to be making homemade molasses cookies. So that will be our fundraiser for the month of October, in which you will see in our newsletters and advertise real soon, since it's the last week of this month. Our molasses cookies will be $6 per dozen. As long as you place that order by the 16th of October and then be available to pick them up on the 20th. So feel free to call us during 8 to 3 and get your order of cookies.
Are they pretty nice-sized cookies?
Yes. Yeah, so yes, homemade.
You'll be getting your money's worth.
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
You said $6 for a dozen. Yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
And, you know, I just want to give a thanks to everyone who has donated the fresh vegetables this last month or so. We've had a lot of folks bringing in tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers. So we really appreciate those bringing that in, tomatoes that we can use on our salad bar and our daily specials each day, or just to share with our members and guests. So I want to really thank those who have done that this last month or so. There's been a lot of that going on. So yeah, thank you.
There's definitely a palpable difference of when you get that freshly grown from around the region. Right. Like, it's just... You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
So, any other events that are going on soon?
Our next Thursday night meal will be Thursday, October the 12th, and we are going to be serving a German feed. So it's sauerbraten, potato, sauerkraut. So please, you know, join us for that. And exciting is that we're having a band that evening as well from 6:30 to 9. So our meal is from 5:30 to approximately 6:30 or so, and then we're going to have a band. We're having the Tractor Beams. We'll be performing either outside, depending on the weather, or if not, indoors in our community room. So we're proud to sponsor that, along with the Crookston Community Theater, to help fund that. So thanks to them for that. So I think that'll be a fun night.
Do you know much about them?
I saw them once out at Drafts. I believe they played during Crazy Days, and they were excellent. Kind of rock and roll bluesy type music. I'm sure they play a variety, or will play a variety, depending on their crowd, mm-hmm. or who they're playing for. Okay. So, and that'll be from 6:30 to 9. So again, come for a German feed, homemade German fall festival meal. At 5:30 on October the 12th, and then stay for the dance from 6:30 to 9.
What are some of those German foods that are going to be
served? It's sauerbraten, potato, and sauerkraut. I'm sure there's some sort of a dessert that I'm not aware of yet, a German dessert, as well as a trip to our soup and salad bar for $10. So feel free to call me anytime again, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, or stop in to reserve your meal, because we want to make sure we get our reservations in by noon that Thursday. So spread the word about that German meal to everyone. Yeah. Thank you.
I think a lot of people really enjoy a lot of those events and feeds and stuff. Yeah. You always try and do that as frequently as possible. And the last one you had, what was that one?
We had liver and onions and Salisbury steak. So that was what we had this last month. We served like 70 people.
Wow, nice.
Liver and onions is a very popular thing, and something we do about twice per year, because that's about as much as folks really want that. But having that choice of something else, so that's why we had the Salisbury steak. So our Thursday night meals are very successful, and it's just, you do see a different crowd of folks, and just kind of nice more in the evening to have a meal.
Cool. Yeah.
Twice a month or once a month. So
that's awesome. So and there's other, like, just kind of daily events that go on. You want to describe some of those things?
So on Mondays, today now, again, a very busy breakfast. Our breakfast is served from 8:30 to 10, Monday through Friday. So feel free to come in and enjoy a homemade breakfast. Very affordable food. If you're able to dine in, or if you need to take out, feel free to call in, and we can get your meal ready for you. We also have the noon Lions Day Club, who meet... have their meeting and lunch every Monday, so we're honored to have them. We do have an exercise class this afternoon, the sit, stand, and dance class, so that's, our Mondays are pretty full.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, again, having our speakers generally at 10 a.m. We also have the sail exercise class on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. So always, if anyone's interested in that or like to partake in that class, feel free to stop in. Wednesdays, I think I've mentioned before, busiest day for men's cards. And we also have women also who play cards that day. also throughout the rest of the week too, except for Fridays. We do have a lot of card playing going on here and there. Fridays are cinnamon caramel roll mornings, coffee day, so that's a very busy breakfast for us on Fridays. So we keep pretty busy.
Yeah, lots of good stuff, and you know, lots of fun card games that you play. I know you play like Pinochle and
Smear.
Yeah,
Smear's the big one on Wednesdays, and Cribbage. Cribbage also,
yes,
on Wednesdays.
Yeah, so lots of fun, and people, anyone, if they want to play, can
absolutely
play.
Come on in and, you know, give me a call, and I can let you know when they're meeting, and they are more than welcome to have you join them. We also have a recycled cards club that meets every Tuesday at 1 p.m., a group of ladies who come in and work on recycled cards that people donate to the Golden Link, and they just beautify them even more, and then we sell them for 50 cents a piece out to the public. So, and that's another group that they're always looking for more individuals to join. We have a crafters club who meet on Mondays, on the first and third Monday of the month, and they work on sewing projects, quilts, pillowcases, different things like that that they donate to, say, the Care and Share or anyone in need. So that's another group that does meet every month at the Golden Link.
Yeah, so just a lot of good stuff. Pretty much something every day that you can go in and have fun and get something good to eat. And
yeah, our lunch is from 11 to 12:30. We have a daily special each and every day for $8, but we have a full menu with burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and then our soup and salad bar as well, as we have a different soup or chili each day as well. So please come in and join us. It's just great food and, you know, a great atmosphere. And anyone, again, I mentioned, that is 55 and older and ever been interested in becoming a member and just has questions or anything like that, feel free to stop in, give me a call, and I can set up a time to visit with you.
For sure. And for those of you who have just tuned in the middle of this, this is the Valley Talk program. We have Jennifer Erdman on from the director of the Golden Link. And before we kind of wrap it up here, do you want to kind of recap some of these events again one more time?
Yeah.
Just the kind of the Cliff Notes version?
Sure. So tomorrow we have Casey and John Reitmeier from Canna Corners across the street from us talking about Domestify Cannabis. So that should be very interesting. 10 a.m. So join us in our community room. The following Tuesday, October 3rd, James Tadman, Sheriff, Polk County, coming in to visit about senior safety. October 10th, we have the Lifeline screening, so that if that's something you're interested in doing, definitely reach out. There's a couple different ways, online or calling a toll-free number, but you could call me about that to get that appointment set up for your screenings. October 17th, Dan Erdman from American Federal. And then October 24th, Steve Vidine about firearm safety. And again, mentioning the Thursday evening meal on October the 12th, that will be the homemade Fall Festival German meal for $10. And then the Tractor Beams will be entertaining us from 6:30 to 9.
Very nice. And then the October fundraiser.
And then the molasses cookies, the homemade molasses cookie fundraiser, $6 per dozen. So call me anytime and we can get your cookies lined up for you.
And how can people contact you?
They can call me at 218-281-3072 or stop in anytime between the hours of 8 to 3, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up here?
I think that is it. Thank you so much for
Sounds
all you
good.
Do.
Jennifer, thank you very much. So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Monday, September 25th. And now